Ever feel like you're just drowning in clicks and menus trying to keep your e-commerce business afloat?
Oh, yeah, I know what you
I
mean.
mean, endless tabs, lists, all that stuff.
It's a lot.
Yeah. So today we are diving into something that might just change your life.
Okay.
It's called Base Button.
Base button.
Yeah, have you heard of this?
I have, and it's pretty cool.
Okay, so tell me more about it. What is it?
So imagine this. You have a physical button panel right on your desk.
Okay, like old school.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But here's the cool part. Each button can be programmed to trigger actions in BaseLinker.
Oh, I see. Okay, so like instead of clicking through a million menus to like print a shipping label, I
Exactly.
could just hit a button.
Yeah, or update an order status.
Oh, wow.
Anything you can do in BaseLinker, you can program a button to do.
So it's kind of like a shortcut.
Yeah, it really streamlines things, especially for like repetitive tasks.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, and you can customize those buttons to fit your exact workflow.
Okay, I'm picturing this in my own workspace and I'm liking what I see, but how does it actually work?
Okay, so Base Button itself is a small device that connects to your computer via USB. Really simple.
Yeah.
And it works with Windows 8.1 and above.
All right, so I plug it in and what do I need to like code or something?
No coding needed. You'll set up something called macro triggers in BaseLinker.
Macro
Yeah,
triggers.
and it basically tells BaseLinker which keyboard shortcuts each button should trigger.
Oh, so if I press button number one, it's like I'm hitting a specific key combination on my keyboard.
Exactly. But in BaseLinker,
Oh, that's cool.
yeah, and you can map those shortcuts to like existing actions in BaseLinker or even create your own custom actions.
Okay, this is where my brain starts to melt a little. So
Sure.
can you give me like a real world example?
Okay, so let's say you have different shipping box sizes,
Okay.
like Gabrate A and Gabrate B.
Okay, yeah.
You could assign button one to Gabrate A and button two to Gabrate B.
Got it. Okay, makes sense. But what happens when I actually press the button?
That's where the automation comes in. You define automatic actions in BaseLinker that are triggered by those button presses.
Oh, so pressing button one, which we said is linked to Gabrate A, could automatically generate a shipping label.
Exactly. With the right size.
Wow.
And even the correct shipping provider based on the order
So
details.
you're turning like a single button press into a whole chain of actions.
Yeah.
That's
And
awesome.
you have granular control over it. Like you can even define multiple actions for a single button
Ugh.
triggered by specific conditions.
That is amazing. Okay, my mind is officially blown. This is like having a personal assistant for my e-commerce business
I know, right.
tacked into this tiny button panel.
It really does simplify things.
Yeah.
And it's not just for individual orders either.
Yeah.
Imagine selecting a bunch of orders in BaseLinker and then hitting a button to process them all at once.
That's next level.
Right.
Okay, but what about like navigating within BaseLinker itself? Can BaseButton help with that too?
Absolutely.
Hmm.
There are dedicated buttons for like opening and closing the order, picking window, navigating between orders,
Oh, wow.
even refreshing the page.
So you could basically fly through your workflow without ever touching your mouse or keyboard.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, I am all about personalization.
Okay.
Can you customize the look of this thing at all?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You can pop off the button tops and insert custom labels.
Really?
Yeah, you could even print templates online to make it really easy.
So I could create a button panel that's visually tailored to my workflow.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Right.
But you know, you mentioned something earlier about dynamic backlighting.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like we're stepping into the future.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay, I'm officially hooked. Tell me more about this backlighting magic. So last time we were talking about this dynamic backlighting,
Yeah.
it sounds seriously futuristic.
It is pretty cool. It's basically, imagine your base button. And the buttons actually light up to guide you through your tasks.
So like it's telling me, hey, pay attention to this.
Exactly. It's like a visual cue to kind of boost your efficiency and help reduce errors.
Okay, now I'm picturing a disco for my e-commerce orders,
Yeah.
but with way more purpose. Can you give me like a concrete example?
Sure. So imagine you have buttons set up for like different shipping providers,
Okay.
and an order comes in that needs to be shipped via FedEx. The FedEx button on your base button panel would light up,
Oh,
letting
wow.
you know exactly what to do.
So it's not just about automating actions, but it's also about providing like visual cues
Exactly.
to make my workflow smoother. That's brilliant.
And you can get really specific with the backlighting too.
Well.
Like, let's say you also have buttons for like order priorities, you know,
Yeah.
high, medium, low. High priority order comes in. Not only does the corresponding shipping provider button light up, but maybe like a separate red button flashes indicating urgency.
Oh, wow. So it's like a mini dashboard.
Yeah.
That's constantly updating based on my order detail.
Exactly.
I'm starting to see why you called this a game changer earlier.
Right. And remember how we talked about customizing actions based on conditions?
Yes.
We can do the same thing with the backlighting.
So I could set it up so that, like, if an order is over a certain dollar amount, a specific button lights up?
Exactly. Or maybe if an item's out of stock, a different button flashes to alert you.
Wow.
The possibilities are really endless.
Yeah.
It just comes down to, like, designing a system that works perfectly for your workflow.
But I'm guessing this level of customization requires some, like, technical setup, right?
Yeah, you're right. It's a bit more involved than just, like, mapping buttons to keyboard shortcuts.
Yeah.
You'll need the base button app, a PHP-enabled server.
Okay.
And some configuration within Basehunker.
That sounds a little intimidating.
It's not too bad.
Okay.
But I think for a glowing button panel, I think it's worth it.
I think so too. What's the first step?
So the first thing you'll do is you'll upload a file called index.php.
Okay.
From the base button app to your server.
That.
And this is basically creating a communication bridge between base button the app and Baselinker.
So they can all talk to each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then you launch the base button app and you'll enter in some basic info like your company's tax ID.
Okay.
Assign unique workstation numbers if you're using base button on multiple computers.
Ah, so if I have a team packing orders, each computer gets its own ID.
Exactly. And there's a test call feature in the app to make sure everything's communicating properly.
Okay.
Once that's done, the real magic happens. You get to set up those dynamic backlighting scenarios in Baselinker.
Okay, this is the part I've been waiting for.
I know, me too.
How do I actually tell base button which buttons to light up and when?
So Baselinker has something called macro triggers,
okay,
which we touched on earlier.
Yeah.
And you'll use these to define what events trigger specific backlighting patterns. The manual actually outlines two main scenarios. Backlighting when you navigate to a new order.
Okay.
And backlighting when you scan an order barcode.
So depending on how I usually work with orders, I choose the trigger that fits my style.
Exactly. And what's really cool is the backlighting works across various sections of Baselinker.
Oh, so no matter where I am in Baselinker, those helpful little lights are there to guide me.
That's right. And it gets even more powerful when you start thinking about multiple workstations.
Multiple workstation. Like if I have a team of people packing orders.
Exactly. You can assign specific button panels to different workstations and trigger backlighting based on where an order was packed.
Wait, you're telling me the buttons can light up not just based on order details, but on the physical location where the order is being processed.
You got it. It's like imagine each packing station having its own base button panel.
Wow.
That lights up to guide the packer through the specific tasks for that station.
Okay. I am officially in awe of this technology.
It's pretty cool.
But you mentioned a call builder earlier.
Yes.
Isn't that how we create these intricate backlighting scenarios?
That's exactly what it's for. It's a tool within the base button app that lets you visually design these backlight scenarios.
Visually design. So no hardcore coding.
Nope. Think of it like a drag and drop interface where you select which buttons you want to light up.
Okay.
For a given scenario. The app then generates a code snippet that you paste into an automatic action in Baselinker.
So I'm basically telling BaseButton, if this happens, light up these buttons.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And you could do that for any combination of events and actions.
So for example, I could create a scenario for InPost shipments where specific buttons light up based on the package size.
Exactly. Like Gabarit A, Gabarit B, and so on.
Wow. So as I'm processing an order, the BaseButton is giving me visual cues about the package size, the shipping provider, maybe even any special instruction.
Exactly. And the beauty of it is you're not limited to these preset scenarios. You can get as creative as you want, tailoring the backlighting to match your exact workflow.
This is incredible. It's like turning your button panel into a personalized command center for your e-commerce business.
It really is.
But, you know, I'm starting to wonder, are there any real-world examples of businesses actually using this technology? Because it almost sounds too good to be true.
Oh, yeah. There are tons of businesses using it and having great success with it. In fact, we'll talk about some specific examples in the next
one. All right. I am ready for those real-world examples. You really built it up last time.
Okay, well, let's start with someone we'll call Sarah, small business owner.
Okay.
Who makes handmade jewelry and sells it online.
Cool.
And her business was booming, which is great.
It's the dream.
But she was grounding in orders.
Oh, no.
Yeah, imagine packaging labeling, updating inventory. you know?
Yeah, as a one-person show, that's a lot.
Yeah, and it was starting to impact, like, her creativity, even her customer service.
Oh, wow.
And that's when she discovered Base Button.
Okay, so how did Base Button help Sarah conquer this mountain of orders?
So she started by mapping out her most repetitive tasks.
Okay.
Things like printing shipping labels, updating orders, statuses.
Yeah, those are the time sucks.
Exactly. And then she programmed her Base Button to trigger those actions in her e-commerce platform with a single button press.
Wow, so instead of clicking through multiple screens, she just hits a button.
Pretty much. It was like a superpower. She said Base Button not only saved her hours each day, but it also reduced errors.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, no more accidentally sending a package to the wrong address or forgetting to update an order status.
That's huge, especially for a small business owner. I mean, that's peace of mind.
Absolutely. And, you know, on the other end of the spectrum, we also spoke to a large logistics company.
Okay.
The kind that handles thousands of orders daily.
Oh, wow.
And they were facing a different challenge accuracy in their packing process.
I bet with that volume, even a small error rate can be a big problem.
Oh, yeah. It was costing them time and money. So they were looking for a way to kind of reduce human error and ensure more consistency.
Makes sense.
And that's where Base Button's dynamic backlighting feature came in.
Okay, now I'm really curious. How did they use backlighting to improve their packing accuracy?
So they divided their warehouse into workstations,
okay,
each dedicated to specific product categories.
Oh, I see.
And then they equipped each workstation with its own Base Button panel customized for that specific area.
Oh, wow. So, like, if a packer was working at the electronics station, their Base Button would look different than someone packing apparel.
Exactly. And the backlighting added a visual guide.
Okay.
As a packer scanned an item,
uh-huh,
the corresponding buttons on their Base Button would light up, telling them exactly what to do.
So which box to use, where to put the packing slip.
Exactly. It's like a step-by-step checklist, but with lights.
That's brilliant. Did it work?
Yeah. They saw a significant decrease in packing errors and a boost in overall efficiency.
Wow. So the packers felt more confident and the customers were getting the right orders.
Exactly. Everyone wins.
I love these stories. I mean, it's really inspiring to see how this technology can be used for such different challenges.
Yeah. And it really just speaks to the versatility of it. It's not just about automation. It's about creating a more intuitive and user-friendly work environment.
I think that's the key takeaway here. Technology should work for us, not the other way around.
I totally agree.
Base Button's a great example of how a simple idea can totally change the way we work.
Right.
Well, it's been fantastic learning all about Base Button.
It's been a pleasure.
I think our listeners are going to be running out to get one right now.
I hope so.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll see you next time.
She.